not no action, but action that is infused by a sense of connection to all that there is. And when you tap into that, you have this power to create your captivating power. It captivates you. You feel delighted. It attracts opportunities and it captivates the universe and the universe's ability to give you exactly what you need when you need it.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much? Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. I'm Amira Alvarez. I'm the founder and the CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, and I'm so glad you're here on this podcast. Today, I am in the beautiful beach house. If you're watching the video on YouTube, you'll see it. I'm in California on vacation and also recording this podcast, and I think it's a beautiful example of how you don't have to always be hustling in order to achieve the outcomes that you desire. That is the topic for our podcast today. Do we want to hustle hard all the time? There is a zeitgeist out there that's saying, you know, grind it out, grind, 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 go, 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 push, 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 harder, harder, harder. And I have bought into that at times. And there's a time and a place for that. I'm not the person who's going to dismiss that by any means. There is a time where I believe when you're like getting liftoff in your business that you have to put a lot of effort into some very key components of your business to get it off the ground. But most people get trapped in that style of work for the extent of their business. And they never get past that in order to live into why they're hustling so hard in the first place. So most people are hustling first to get their business off the ground, then to achieve even bigger financial goals or bigger impact goals or bigger legacy goals that they, you know, have set for themselves. And so they keep saying, the way that I got success initially, hustle, 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 grind, 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 is the way I'm going to get success going forward. But when you get to a certain level, different for everyone, but when you get to a certain level, the level of hustle that you're putting in has diminishing returns. Let's talk about what this looks like.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman, you're already walking a path of exceptional success. But if you're honest, there are moments where you're so busy that life just passes you by. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade, success or life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power, our 2024 exquisite experience. This is not just any leadership training or travel adventure. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you are learning in this podcast series and more. Join me for a never-to-be-repeated intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. Currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. Apply now for a spot on this extraordinary journey. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join.
Let's talk about how you have conditioned yourself to only see that your success comes from that kind of drive, the discipline, the go hard energy, and you have cut yourself off from the knowledge that much of your success comes from your alignment with your own personal truth, which means you're aligned with the desires you've put out into the universe and you're not in conflict with that. The universe is always trying to give you what you desire. But oftentimes we hit up against not getting it and we think that we have to push harder. Now,
we go back and go, well, what did I do before that gave me the success that I'm now experiencing? And we only see, or maybe only is too extreme, but often just see the hustle part, the action part. And we don't see the way you were tapped in and aligning with your truth, your desires, and how that allowed synchronicities to happen in your business. So we think, okay, I'm just going to hustle hard. And we go and do that again and again and again. We get excited about a new business proposition, a new desire, something in with your finances, with your family, in your love life. And we're like, okay, I'm going to hustle harder. I'm going to push on this. And ultimately, we start recognizing there's diminishing returns. The kind of effort that we're putting in is not giving us the kind of results that we truly desire. So how do you navigate that when you've conditioned yourself to think that that's what you need to do? And it has become a bodily memory, like a well-worn path through the forest, where that's how you get your self-esteem. That's how you get your dopamine. That's how you get a sense of satisfaction and success. It becomes who we are, our identity. And that identity is both a mental construct, but also it is a physical in your body construct, where you're getting a hormone response when you do certain things, where you're getting a sense of energy from doing certain things. And we come to know ourselves in satisfaction through this bodily response, not just this mental response. Well, how do you break that habit, so to speak, that conditioning, without letting go of the positive aspects of this kind of work? Because just dreaming doesn't produce the results. I'm going to put a pin in that, because I'm also not saying don't dream. And I also am not saying that the dreaming side is not incredibly important. It is. The action side is important, but it takes up a lot less of the necessary work than the getting in touch with your true self and the order of the universe. So let me restate that in another way to emphasize this. We are addicted to a particular style of work. It looks like hustle. It looks like action, action, action. It looks like go, 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 grind it out. Deadlines, overwhelming to-do lists, juggling a thousand different things, whether it's within your business or business and personal life, and thinking that the way we are going to satisfy it is by pushing harder, okay? But the way we're going to get ahead is by pushing harder, checking one more thing off the list, fitting one more thing. I could get this thing done, this efficiency done. And side note here, I was just talking to my man about this, and he was trying to get one more thing done before we jumped on a phone call together. And I could feel his constraint. He's usually like hugely peaceful, very grounded, very open. I feel so supported. But he was like in go mode, and it was constraining him, and I couldn't connect with him in the same way. And he realized that it was because he was trying to be quote unquote efficient, but it was really cutting him off and me off from the thing that we truly desired, which was that true connection. So we need to recognize that there is diminishing returns from the do all the time. And that it's not about saying we're never going to do, because that is an effective part. We live in this 3D universe of senses where we need to take action to execute on some of the things that we desire. But, and here's the rub, that action can be so much less than what you are used to if you start dropping into this power that you have, this innate power that I'm calling your captivating power. And that when you align with it, when you truly drop into it, you understand that you are connected to all that is, and that is the power that has created worlds. And if you allow it to move through you and drive your action, you will have to do less. Okay? You will have to actually do less. So that, I think, then begs the question of how do we do that? So before
I talk you through the how, I want to paint a picture of what it really looks like to achieve more without hustling harder. Because if I know that for me, until I have a model of possibility, or I understand that someone else has done it, or I have constructed it for myself in my own mind, I don't actually feel like things are possible. So I want to give you a model of what's possible so that you can go, oh yeah, that works for me. I want that. I can lean into it. I can start going there. And then we'll talk about a little bit more about that, the how this works. Okay, so let's use me today. This morning, I'm at this beach house. It's beautiful. I'm with my man. We're taking a little getaway, a workation, if you will, in a different place. So I woke up this morning fully present with my man, having a great conversation with him, dropping into the spaciousness that we created for ourselves this morning, meditating and tapping into the order of the universe, as well as my truth, my soul, my spirit, and felt extraordinarily connected. Then we came downstairs. We took a little bit more time to have tea and sit outside on the chairs as the first light of the day came up, wrapped in some warm blankets because I failed to bring the appropriate clothes, and had a lovely time receiving this moment of the day, feeling very connected and very open. And then coming back inside after having a little breakfast, starting work, having client calls, and then leaning into recording this podcast. All of this was in the flow. It wasn't trying to fit in 10,000 things into one day. Now, I had some pressing, urgent deadlines today, yet I started with leaning into some quiet doing nothing, if you will, like not being in the energy of the hustle, not being in the energy of getting one more effective thing done. Now, this is often challenging for me. Pulling back the curtains here, oftentimes I'll wake up with like 1,001 things that I want to get done today, and I'm like in go mode from the beginning, and I have to really ratchet it back and go, okay, wait a second, what's the moment right now? Okay. And that sets a tone for my day so that I'm consistently tapping into the moment of every day. And this allows me to handle the urgent things with ease and grace. So there was something that I had to get a finance person right away. And I got a text from him last night, and he said, can you write a letter about blah, blah, blah for us and get it to me tomorrow? And I was like, okay. And so after I did a little bit of other work, I was like, oh, I need to get this done. And then I just sat down and I wrote it, and it came out easily, quickly. I made one little edit to it and sent it off. It wasn't with this pressurized energy that would have stopped my creativity, would have stopped my ability to write it effectively. It's not that you can't write that way, and sometimes pressure is great. Like I did have the deadline saying you had to get it done, but I had this ease and flow even with that deadline. And it allows me to know exactly what to say, to be very both logical and tapped in, intuitive, and have it flow instead of feeling that pressurized stress. This is also much better on your body. It lowers your stress levels and how you feel. And this then has a follow-on effect that you feel good in this world, which means you're open to people. You're laughing more. You're delighted. You're accepting, and you're open to opportunities. You're receiving. You have tapped into your receiving mode, which is so important for making it easier to achieve your outcomes. So this is an example of not no action, but action that is infused by a sense of connection to all that there is, a connection to yourself, a connection to quietness, and a peacefulness that is there for you. And when you tap into that,
you have this power to create that feels so good. And this is what I'm calling your captivating power. It captivates you. You feel delighted by it. Captivates others. It attracts opportunities. And it captivates the universe and the universe's ability to give you exactly what you need when you need it.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman. You're already walking a journey of exceptional success. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade. Your ambitions or an exquisite life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power, our 2024 exquisite experience. This is not just any leadership training. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you're learning in this podcast series and so much more. Join me for an intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. We're only running this program once, and currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join.
Let's talk about some really tangible steps and hows that you can use right now to help you with this. And I'm reminded to share with you that this is part three in our podcast series on captivating power. You can listen to this through and as you are, but I would also recommend that you go back and listen to part one and part two as well, because this is all an integrated topic and you'll get a lot out of listening to those as well. So some tangible things that you can do to really access this power. So there are a number of concepts that you need to really understand here. One, you have to learn how to get into the same vibrational energy of all the energy that is. And it doesn't come from an overactive, busy mind. That kind of energy is not the same energy as the order of the universe. It's not separate. You're not separate from the universe. But if you want to get into that creative, captivating power that exists, that's at the ready for you, that's the power that creates worlds, you have to get your frequency in alignment with that frequency. And you can do this by doing a number of things. Meditation, obviously, is an extraordinarily powerful tool for this. It is something that I've learned over the last couple of years in depth. I dabbled with it before, and now I've gone in depth, and I love teaching this. It's incredibly important, and it's the way that has allowed me to, in a split second, drop in and become tapped into my own soul, but also to the source of energy in the universe, infinite intelligence. Now that I've mastered to an extent, I'm no guru and I've only been doing this for a certain period of time, but I've really applied myself to it. Now that I have mastered the technique, so to speak, not that I couldn't go deeper or learn more or become a better meditator, but I'm now able to instantaneously drop into all the energy that is. And that is an incredibly powerful tool. So I highly recommend that. Second thing, and this is one of those things that I learned long, long ago, I think it's from Eckhart Tolle. I'm not exactly sure there. Two things. One was this power of doing nothing. Okay. Just sitting for 10 minutes and doing nothing. I think he said, do nothing. And then I created it as like this power of 10 minutes of just sitting and doing nothing. And I remember the first time I did that, like I wasn't doing a journal prompt, even though we have journal prompts for you for this podcast that will help you go deeper and that you can download. For the doing nothing period, I really was doing nothing. I wasn't drinking a cup of tea. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't journal prompting. I was just hanging out with myself. And I instantaneously went into this joyous state. It was this elevated, exquisite state. And it felt so yummy and delightful and was totally different than the feeling of the overactive mind. So just 10 minutes of doing nothing is extraordinarily helpful. Try it. You might like it. Okay. And then just taking a moment to quiet your heart and quiet your mind, like drop into your heart and quiet your mind and integrate those two frequencies within you to make them coherent is an incredibly powerful way of quieting yourself and stepping into the moment, and it allows you access to this incredible power. And then I'm going to give you a fourth one, which is just the la dolce far niente, right? The sweetness of doing nothing, which we're going to go into in more depth further in this series. But this sweetness of like just doing nothing, allowing life to happen. Like, what if you took the next hour to just allow life to happen, right? Instead of trying to manage everything, okay? And maybe you took the next day to just allow life to happen. Super, super important. So all of these give you a taste of the how. The mastery of this comes from having a lived experience of this over and over and over again, where this is who you become, and it's not just a technique, but it's a way of living. So this begs the question, what does it mean to have a lived experience of something? Well, it is what I just shared. It is living the experience. Now, the challenge for most people is that your subconscious mind, where your identity lives, or your self-image, which is what controls the limits of what you will allow in and the actions that you will take, is saying you can only do it to this extent. You can only be this in this way, or in this will give you a little experience of this, but not allow you to really embody it or live it fully over time, because that would be a threat to your identity, who you know yourself to be. Because your subconscious has one job, and it is to keep you alive. And anything that you do that it thinks maybe would challenge you, would change you, is the unknown. And to your subconscious mind, the unknown is threatening, because that equals potential death. You might die. And its job, again, is to keep you alive. So it will say, you can only go so far. And it will keep you from really living into this. So lived experience is not just a one-time experience. It's a lived experience again and again and again, a deep experience, or it's an experience that is so massive that it changes you permanently, okay? And what happens when you do this is your subconscious goes, oh, she's living through this. She's lived. This is safe. This is okay. Okay. So you want to give yourself a lived experience of doing it differently. But for most people, they get trapped by their subconscious, and instead they need to make a different decision. They need to, you know, go someplace, do something that forces them to show up differently. Otherwise, they will stay in their comfort zone of their identity. And so you really want to challenge yourself here and put yourself in different environments and put yourself in different places that challenge you, force you out of your known, safe, and same identity. Because what you really want is on the other side of that. What you really want is that ease and flow as you receive, create, achieve, actualize your professional ambitions and your personal desires. All of that can happen together. It doesn't have to be separate, but you need to do it differently. And you have to break free of your habituated conditioning. And it oftentimes takes putting yourself in a place that forces you to do it differently. So unraveling this conditioned way of doing, this paradigm of grind it out, hustle,
you know, the tigers chasing you, always on the go, go mode, whatever you want to call that. We love that. There's an aspect about ourselves that loves that. It's what's known to us. It's what's given us a lot of our success. And we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, the proverbial baby, right? Like, it's not something that you have to reject, but you do have to unravel it so that you can really embody who you want to be, which is someone who actually creates the success in her leadership, in her business, in her financial, you know, life, in her personal life, in her health, in her body, all of the places that you really would love to have success. This unraveling of this paradigm allows you to really dial that up. It's like you have new capacity and you go to the next level. So, for instance, in leadership, when you start going into your own self-authority, trusting yourself by going into the sweet doing nothing of life, right? Allowing yourself to access the nothingness of life so that you can come back with more power, you're able to like stop and assess when your team comes to you, when the board comes to you, when your lover comes to you, when your kids come to you. You're able to see things you couldn't see before. It gives you access to new levels of awareness so that you can make better decisions and you can allow others to support you. Let me repeat that. You can allow others to support you. Of course, you have a team. Of course, you have people that you trust to help you. But in order to really step into a satisfying and fulfilling life and business, we have to really start trusting others. And if you are able to step into this higher level of leadership, you start trusting yourself and trusting others in a much more profound way because you have a level of trust that goes beyond this physical world. It goes beyond, I have to control everything, or I have to do everything, or I have to make things manifest through my sheer willpower and effort. When you start tapping into this other way of creating, you tap into a level of trust that allows you to be supported by other people, and by the universe, if you will. It will always provide for you. Now, I know that sounds a little woo. I know that maybe a big woo for some of you. But when I was really able to live into this, I realized that I was making things so much harder on myself. And if I could just trust and allow, things came to me. Outcomes came to me. New clients, new business, new opportunities, better relationships, ease and flow with my body, all sorts of things. If you get into this, if you start to master this, they come to you rather than you having to hustle and force. Now, that doesn't mean no action. I shared earlier quite a bit about the work I've done today, and it's only 11:40 in the morning. So it's not without action, but it's with a secret power, if you will, this captivating power. So in summary, hustling harder is unsustainable. You might love it. I love it. There's an aspect of me, like I've shared, I love the part of me that is uber competent and very efficient and knows how to plan things out. I love that. But I love more the ability to do all of that with ease and flow and with this incredible life force running through me, this delight, this energy of feeling fully alive, fully connected to myself and the universe, feeling whole, feeling purposeful, feeling like I have this meaningful life, feeling connected. And if this is something that you desire, we have a program called Captivating Power, which is a 7-day exquisite trip to Paris and Venice, and we go from Paris to Venice via, wait for it, the Orient Express, which is a sumptuous, amazing
beautiful experience of feeling supported and taken care of and worthy of everything you desire in life. In this program, I'm going to be teaching you how to access this power so you have it for the rest of your life. I'm going to be helping you understand how to apply it to your business, to your professional goals, and to your personal goals. I'm going to be helping you tap into your feminine energies so that they harmonize and integrate with that masculine drive and structure that you're so good at. I'm going to be helping you really have a truly lived experience of activating this kind of ease, flow, in love with life as you build the next level business in life for yourself, all in a small, intimate group of no more than 6 women. This is for women who want intimate access to this level of support and coaching and a small group. If that's you, please reach out to me and let's have a private conversation about this program. You can find out all the information about this, along with the journal prompts that we've put together for this particular episode at theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating. So please download those journal prompts. They're for everyone. So please go access those. And if you feel called to be one of the 6 women in this program, it's already 50% sold out. Please don't delay. Apply to have a conversation with me and we'll just have a conversation to find out if this is right for you. With that, have an amazing day. Please tap in and live exquisitely. I'm Amira Alvarez and I'll see you in the next episode.
Most ambitious women I work with already have good lives, possibly even great. But there's often this one area that is fine as is, but not yet exquisite. And yet, when we unlock that one area, they access a whole new level. I want to personally invite you to book a complimentary call with me and discover what that unlock could do for you. These calls are for women who have done at least $1 million or more in their business or executive career and are ready for an exquisite life inside and out. You can book our conversation at theunstoppablewoman.com/connect.